1. London, England, April 1823. The incessant pounding woke him. He ignored it at first, sleep clouding the source of the irritating noise. There was a long pause and a thick silence fell over the bedchamber. Gabriel St. John, Marquess of Ralston, took in the early morning light washing over the decadently appointed room. For a moment he remained still, registering the rich hues of the chamber, adorned with silk wall coverings and gilded edges, a garish haven of sensual pleasure. Reaching for the lush female beside him, a half-smile played over his lips as she curved her willing naked body into his. The combination of the early hour and her heated flesh returning him to the edge of slumber. He lay still, eyes closed, trailing his fingertips idly across his bedmate's bare shoulder as one lithe feminine hand stroked down the rigid planes of his torso, the direction of the caress a dark erotic promise. Her touch became stronger, firmer, and he rewarded her skill with a low growl of pleasure. And the pounding began again, loud and constant on the heavy oak door.
"Cease!"
Ralston surged from his mistress's bed, entirely prepared to terrify his intruder into leaving him in peace for the rest of the morning. He had barely pulled on his silk dressing gown before he tore the door open with a wicked curse. On the threshold stood his twin brother, impeccably dressed and perfectly manicured, as though it were entirely normal to call upon one's brother at the home of his mistress at the crack of dawn. Beside Nicholas St. John stood a sputtering servant.
"My lord, I did my best to keep him from—"
An icy look from Ralston stopped the words in the man's throat.
"Leave us."
Nick watched as the footman scurried away, one brow arched in amusement.
"I had forgotten how charming you are in the morning, Gabriel.
What in God's name brings you here at this hour?"
"I went to Ralston House first," Nick said. "When you weren't there, this seemed the most likely place to find you."
He let his gaze slide past his twin to land on the woman seated in the centre of the enormous bed. With a lazy grin, Nick gave a nod of acknowledgement in the direction of his brother's mistress.
"Nastasia, my apologies for the intrusion."
The Greek beauty stretched like a cat, sensual and sybaritic, allowing the sheet she held in feigned modesty to slip, revealing one luscious breast. A teasing smile played across her lips as she said,
"Lord Nicholas, I assure you I am not the least bit put out. Perhaps you would like to join us?"
She paused suggestively.
"For breakfast?"
Nick smiled appreciatively. A tempting offer. Ignoring the interaction, Ralston prodded.
"Nick, if you are in such need of female companionship, I am certain we could have found you a destination that did not so summarily disturb my rest."
Nick leaned against the doorframe, allowing his gaze to linger on Nastasia before returning his attention to Ralston.
"Resting, were you, brother?"
Ralston stalked away from the door, toward a basin in the corner of the room, hissing as he splashed bracing water on his face.
"You are enjoying yourself, aren't you?"
"Immensely."
"You have mere seconds to tell me why you are here, Nick, before I grow weary of having a younger sibling and toss you out."
"Intriguing that you would select such a relevant turn of phrase," Nick said casually. "As it happens, your position as eldest sibling is why I am here."
Ralston lifted his head to meet his brother's gaze, as droplets of water coursed down his face.
"You see, Gabriel, it appears that we have a sister."
"A half-sister."
Ralston spoke flatly, staring down his solicitor, waiting for the bespectacled man to overcome his nerves and explain the circumstances of this surprise announcement. Ralston had perfected the intimidation tactic in gambling hells across London and expected that it would work quickly to get the little man talking. He was correct.
My lord."
Ralston cut him off, stalking across the study to pour himself a drink.
"Spit it out, man, I haven't got all day."
"Your mother?"
"My mother, if one may use such a word for the unloving creature who bore us, departed England for the continent more than 25 years ago."
He swirled the amber liquid in his glass, affecting a look of boredom.
How are we to believe this girl is our sister and not some charlatan eager to capitalize on our goodwill?
Her father is a Venetian merchant with plenty of money, all of which he left to her.
The solicitor paused, adjusting his spectacles, warily eyeing Ralston.
My lord, he had no reason to lie about her birth. Indeed, by all accounts, it appears that he would prefer not to have alerted you to her existence.
Then why do so?
She has no other family to speak of, although I am told that friends were willing to take her in. According to the documents that were sent to my offices, however, this is your mother's doing. She requested that her... He paused, uncertain. Husband, send your sister here in the event of his death. Your mother felt certain that you would... He cleared his throat. Do right by your family.